you couldn't guess, this is episode
100.
So we have decided to celebrate this momentous event.
Very momentous.
With streamers and horns and hats and fun and giveaways for you, our loyal Ping viewers.
Don't forget about our piñatas.
And our piñatas.
Notice how these are hanging from the ceiling and they're filled with candy.
No, they're table decorations.
That's right.
Because we are creative and think out of the box here on Ping. But before we get to the stories and the giveaways and the celebration, I want to take a moment, Paul, to look back and think about what you've learned. Okay. All right, that was good. So let's start. What are some of your highlights, Paul? Some of your favorite moments of the past years?
So some of my favorite moments of the past, it's been like, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
My most favorite moment is just being able to spend like
quality time.
90 plus episodes being next to you.
Right.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
I get that. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I also like the episodes that Tina hosted with me and you weren't here.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the Boys Without Fours are clearly the best.
The Boys Without Fours, I think we need to be putting a stop to.
Yeah.
I feel threatened.
Oh, yeah?
I do. I need this job to pay my rent.
The Niners, like, they obviously love you, because whenever we have a Boys Without Fours episode, they're like, when's Laura coming back?
Right.
Or,
all two of them say that. IRB.
Yeah. Is it pronounced Herb?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because like with the Boys Without Fours episode, we'd look at this and we'd be like, oh, in binary, this is not 100. We'd be like, oh, this is...
I don't even know if that's funny, but I felt like I should laugh.
Yeah. What do you think this would be in binary?
I'm not sure. See, I was thinking more it was gay pride.
No, sorry, that is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The rainbows. Yep.
Or you can just kind of look through these things, and they're like little windows.
Well, exactly. So essentially, this is a Microsoft sort of facade that we've built here.
It's just everything about diversity right here in front of us. we love it.
All right, and then what are
your, like, serious? What are some of your favorite things? Do you like the embarrassing moments that I've had on here?
I do like the embarrassing moments. I like any time one of the viewers photoshops your head and puts it somewhere funny.
Oh, yeah?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love sort of the interaction there. I love some of our outtakes, which we will get to later.
Yep.
And, some of our guests.
Yeah.
Besides us.
Yeah. Like,
you know.
Like all those great guests that you have when I'm out of town.
Mark Rusinovich was good.
That was a pretty fantastic episode.
All right. Well, before we bleed into episode 101, let's start the big episode 100.
Okay.
You look like you had something to say.
Well, let's just call back to episode 99.
Okay,
so,
good.
So Herb.
Sorry.
Herb was saying, looking forwards to episode 100. That was great.
Are you making fun of him because he put an S? Maybe it was a typo.
I'm sure it was like internet.
You can't expect these people to tune in next week after week and then you bash them because they put an S accidentally.
No, it was...
This is why...
It was on purpose, wasn't it? I think he was trying
Perhaps
to be funny.
Foreign.
No, he's trying to be funny.
Did you think it was funny?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were calling out as funny.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And that's why I was trying to like repeat the joke for everyone else.
Sorry,
And then he was like... he said that he was part of the world record with the Kinect and the 100-meter online dash.
That's right. And Herb.
And he...
That came out wrong.
He didn't want to use it as a pickup line. So.
Well, he's wise. He's wise beyond his years then.
And Adam Spate 2008 was wondering if I wear heels. Thankfully, you corrected him and said that they were...
They're more like platforms. Right. If you've ever seen Ryan Seacrest on American Idol, you know, he's a small man. And so he wears sort of these platform shoes. Not like a stiletto heel, but like just a lift. And Paul, also a small man, does the same.
Yep.
So the secret is out there.
Yep. And then,
whereas I'm on my knees.
And then one of our biggest fans, Windev.
Yes, Windev.
He had the foresight to download all of the episodes of Ping and rename them.
For Windev.
Yeah, he renamed them to have like triple digit numbering, just knowing that we were going to make it to 100 episodes.
That is passionate,
that is passionate.
That's the kind of stuff that just, it gets you.
Yeah, though it is kind of sad that he doesn't think that we're going to make it to 1,000. So that's
what's up with that?
A little unfortunate, but
smack.
But that's all the viewer comments I think we have time for. So let's start the show.
Start show 100. All right. So over the past 100 episodes, we've made some promises to viewers. Most of them we have fulfilled. One We have sadly not. And that is, of course, the promise that we would get together in sort of a Halo tournament mm-hmm. and play with a bunch of you guys out there. And we didn't get to that in the first 100, but we will.
Well, I actually did play with Herb a couple times.
You did?
I did.
Did he school you? Did he pwn you?
I think.
Yes.
See,
hesitation means
I'm more of a team player. Like I don't die a lot, but I also don't kill a lot of people. I just kind of like stay on the side with the sniper rifle and just kind of.
Oh, you're lame.
Yeah, I'm a camper.
Lame.
That's what I am.
Oh God, I hate campers. Don't you get bored?
No, I just don't die. I like it because I get assists and I get like a kill.
So all you care about is your score, not the
fun
factor.
It's about the profit.
So is it just
the profit?
So is it just as much fun for you to play on a winning baseball team but ride the bench the whole time? Because essentially,
if I'm helping the team by not playing,
team water boy.
I am a team player. Put me in right field. I don't feel left out.
No, First of all, we have different feelings, but the reason I'm talking about this is because there actually is a Halo Fest.
Yes.
It's going to be during PAX, which is the Penny Arcade Expo, here in Seattle, Washington, August 26th
through 28th.
And it's going to be huge. And there's going to be, obviously, tournaments, giveaways, exclusive panels, prizes, all of this sort of commemorating the 10 years of Halo and Master Chief.
Yeah.
So if you can get to PAX, I know I will be there.
Yep, this
I go every year.
This is in downtown Seattle.
Downtown
at
Seattle.
At the Washington State Convention Center.
Yeah, it's a really fun gaming convention because it's not as massive anywhere by means it's E3, which to me is a little overwhelming, a little too much. Although I will be there as well, boys and girls.
Now, are you going to be there because it's also the time of like the adult video awards?
That is in Vegas.
Yeah, so is E3.
No, E3 is in Los Angeles.
Is it?
Oh,
see, I don't know these things.
Oh,
see,
Paul, I don't know where the AVNs are. The AVNs coincide with CES,
which I also attend. See, she knows.
I do.
I'm
big on conferences. Anyway, back to the Penny Arcade. It's smaller.
PAX.
It's more intimate. Microsoft is a huge presence, obvious, because it's in our backyard.
Right.
And you can gain entrance to this Halo Fest by ordering a PAX Prime badge.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. And I will be there playing. So
exciting. I guess maybe I should be there just so that you can see that.
Maybe you should.
I'm going to just destroy you. Ugh. And then.
I thought you were a team player.
I am. You're not going to be on my team. But one thing that really interested me about this is that if you go to halowaypoint.com and click on the top where it says Halo Fest, it said. There was a statement in there, and it said, "And see why the last 10 years were just the beginning."
Just the beginning.
So I don't know if there's going to be any type of announcement or anything there, but I'm kind of hoping to see like.
I would think so.
Maybe a little preview of something. I don't know.
I would think so. I would think that'd be a good place for it. You know, Bungie's right here.
Yeah.
Microsoft's right here. We're all right here.
Microsoft Game Studios.
You know, at the Halo Fest. So. If you can't make it, it will be heavily covered, and we will be reporting on it. So. There it is, Halo Fest.
So, Laura, you know how big of a Star Wars fan I am, right?
I do.
There's apparently someone out in the community that has that's done the latest Kinect hack.
Yes,
and
I love them. They're coming out like daily.
Yeah, and you know now that we've announced all the SDK stuff for the non-commercial use, I hope people are using that to do all their cool Kinect stuff.
Yeah, is it really a hack then?
Yeah, it's not
really a hack.
People
love
saying
they don't have the SDK yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So soon it won't be a hack. Anyway.
But people also like using the term hack because it probably just gets more page views. But yeah, hacking to me on physical devices means you're actually like cracking open the case versus just like reading the data that comes out of it.
Me too.
Anyway, so this thing that uses the Kinect data, not a hack, is actually something that a lot of people think is pretty cool. It's where you can stand in front of the Kinect and you can become encased in carbonite.
Nice.
Which apparently is something on Star Wars.
Well, and I think you can, in the future, in the not-too-distant future...
Do you get a lightsaber?
Probably.
I think that one was already created.
I think the goal here is to get these images, to take them to a 3D printer, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. So the guy that made this, his name is Zollner.
His name is Michael Zollner.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you a story about him when we're done.
Okay. So he's the one that made this carbonite thing, and he's trying to figure out a way to get the 3D data points and export those into a format that you can give it to, like, one of the 3D object printers.
Yeah.
So, like, if you really did want a copy of you, like, it's actually a physical thing that you could then, like, gift to your mother on Mother's Day yesterday in the U.S.
I have in my shelf at home. You know those things with those pin things that you like put in your face and go, and then you go like this and it shows your face all like.
What was that?
You know what I'm talking about. Those things you get them at like Spencer Gifts. You put your hand in there.
Yeah,
I have that at home.
Last time I went to go see a UFC fight, I saw one of those things.
Must have been at an awesome person's home.
Must have been.
I want to tell you a little personal story about Michael Zollner. So Michael Zollner actually created another Kinect hack called Navi, which is a navigation system for the visually impaired people. We did a demo of this. We did a demo of this at MIX. Actually, I did a demo of this at MIX, which is why I'm familiar with Michael Zollner and his genius. I shoot you not. He is just a genius. The fact
that sounds
that
like Halo. You shoot me not.
I shoot you not. Whatever.
Okay. So.
The fact that this kid, you know, last month had just completed his project where he created a system and this like laptop that sits on your back and it essentially it guides visually impaired people through indoor corridors. Just when he's done with that, just went on and built a hack that encases you in carbonite. I mean, this guy needs a new hobby.
Or maybe he
needs a job at Microsoft, I feel like. I mean, he is dedicated to pushing the envelope, moving the bar, whatever sort of phrase you want to use, into like this passionate, community-driven Kinect hacks.
Yeah.
And to me, he's leaving the tribe.
Yeah, we should totally hire him and like put him on something like Minesweeper or something.
We could.
That's like, you totally know, up his alley.
We could hire him, and then he could package up and send out all the giveaways later that we're going to give out.
That would be the
perfect
use.
Because I don't want to put stamps on envelopes.
Yeah, or maybe he can have like a Kinect hack.
Right.
Where he can somehow make the Kinect self-aware and have it package the stuff on
his
behalf.
That would be good. And then it could like laser printer out the addresses and I wouldn't even have to deal with it.
Perfect.
Michael Zollner, call me.
Yep. All right, Laura.
Yes, Paul.
Yes, Laura.
Yes, Paul.
We have all sorts of great stuff.
Go ahead, Paul.
That was almost a fail. So we have this great thing coming out from Microsoft Research.
Love MSR.
That shows how they can turn a human body into an antenna and do all sorts of cool things, like when a person touches any wall in a house.
Right.
They can figure out where that person has touched and where they are in the house.
Doesn't that sound like the kind of thing that we try to avoid doing to our bodies? Like, hey, stay away from electricity, and hey, don't put radioactive things near your body.
Yep.
And hey, cell phones give you brain damage, and hey, don't get struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm sure all these things are covered on TMZ that you just mentioned, but this is actually has some really interesting use cases. It basically turns like any wall.
Who's going to be the guinea pig for this?
I mean,
not I.
Really? Because there's no problem for you at all, because it's like touching any wall without adding anything to it. It's just like,
okay.
It's just like if I touch this screen, nothing
bad happens.
How about
this? I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay.
So So when I was a wee lass and my radio with my bunny ears, I couldn't like find a position where I would tune in to like Kiss FM. But if I held the antenna,
right,
and then I'd like point it over there, perfect signal.
Yep.
It's just an extension of the antenna.
Right.
Sorry to move out of frame there, Bob.
But at what...
Was that the same thing? Was that the same thing?
Sure. It's exactly
it's
the same.
It's similar. It's similar.
But, you know, video then killed the radio star. So...
But it works for televisions
right.
as well.
Yeah, so the point of this is that...
And that would be like, I'd make my brother stand there. Just stand there. I really like that song.
Perfect. And it's like, okay. This is also before remote controls, right? So, like, you'd have to, like, tell your brother to, like, change the channel on something.
Yeah, I mean, I was born before television, so, you know.
Yeah.
100 years ago!
That's right. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
You look great for your age.
Clean living.
Yeah, so, but the way that this, and we're getting so off topic here, but the way that this works is like there's all sorts of noise and interference and like different waves going through the air.
Yes.
But like as a human interacts with something, they can tune those waves in different ways. And now Microsoft Research has done things to capture those waves and to basically map out an entire living space so that wherever you touch, they can figure out where that is and they can start building interesting use cases for this.
I think it sounds very scary. I don't think that... Well, first of all, the fact that there's all these waves going through the air.
Like in here.
Like in, oh, in here. I mean, I'm surprised we make it out alive each time. But, you know, like the cell phone waves and, you know, television and radio, all this stuff going through the air, I feel like it's got to be not so good for us. At some point, this is going to damage our health. And now to use ourselves as a transmitter intentionally, you know, I haven't checked with the FDA.
Who is this genius?
Food and Drug Administration.
The FCC may have a bit more to say about that.
I haven't checked with any of the three-letter groups, but I feel like this could possibly be something that I'm not ready for.
Yeah.
I'm just old-fashioned.
We'll just wait for Laura to cover this in the next Tech Fest, and then it'll be like the greatest thing ever.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if I could touch the wall and it knows where I am, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's all we're doing.
All right, Niners, fellow Niners out there, we are just about at the end, but...
But we have to give something away, don't we?
Well, okay.
Cool, just make sure.
Okay, so the goal here is for Ping, episode 100,
yep,
to get 100 comments.
100!
100! And not comments that just say, comment, or first, or... whatever. We want legitimate.
I think first is
comment.
Fine.
First is fine.
Maybe second.
But if I see 97th, I ain't going to be happy.
Right. Until we see a 100th, then we'll
that's
probably,
fine.
Then we'll
that's
probably
fine.
Be happy.
So if we do get to 100 comments, I am going to give away something that you all want. It's a big prize. It's an awesome prize.
Is it a virtual date with you?
No, you can hold it in your hands. I will need to get a big box and ship it to you. And it's awesome. So who should we give it to?
Who should we give it to? Well,
here's how it's going to work, because I'm going to tell you, because this is how it works.
Okay,
because,
break it down.
What we're
going
to do is we're going to take all 100 names who commented, put them in some sort of box.
Or a hat like this.
Or in a hat. And on the next episode, we will randomly pull out a name, and that person will get said awesome present. But... to keep the rest of our 100 commenters happy, after you comment, if you email us at ping@microsoft.com with your address, I will send you some swag. It may be a shirt, it may be a nine guy, it may be some sort of knickknack that we picked up along the way, but it's all going to be cool and it's all going to be fun, so you do get something for contributing to the 100 comments.
Are there going to be any Laura Foy signed headshots?
If I get a special request, but I would not force that upon someone. There may be some Paul headshots in there. But next week, on next week's show, we will do the hat thing if we make it to 100 and give away this really, really awesome prize.
And if we don't make it to 100, we're just canceling Ping
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, then we just, you know, I'll lose my job and you'll see me on the streets begging for change and gamer points. Now, what I wanted to get to was over the past 100 episodes, Paul, excuse me, has made some mistakes. And
no.
Yeah.
No
Paul,
way.
Paul's done some odd things. So let's take a look at some of Paul's mistakes.
Oh, good.
Action!
All Bing. Right.
Three. Where do you want to go today, Paul?
Three. Before we go, we have one.
Three, two. Okay.
First story.
Ready, Bob?
Bob, we're going to shoot the intro again. Dude, you have to go away.
What am I supposed... I didn't know when I was supposed to actually walk.
Well, you don't have any ideas. But that's what I said. Let's start over. Yeah, why is this cool again?
In my head, I was going to say, well, all my friends already have that on their iPhone.
I don't care about sequel anymore.
Oh, fuck that. Let's go to...
I really had no idea.
Okay. Bob!
Yeah. Actually, Laura started it. She just needed me because she... but didn't want to do it alone. Yeah, I'm doing it for free.
Versus all the money Paul gets?
I think I can get it for like $80. Which camera am I looking at anyway? Like that one? Why didn't I get makeup? That was a long first story. And
we didn't have you on here to critique us, Max.
All right, to close out the show, we're not doing that yet. Before we go, we have one more tidbit of info for you. If you've been checking out the, you know... Stop it. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me.
I can't look at you. Okay, let's close the show. Paul, look this way.
All right. Here you go. All right, before we close... before I...
Sorry. Give him a countdown.
Before.
45. 43.
That was better.
You just like playing with your nipples. You and Simon Cowell.
I spilled toothpaste on myself.
Yeah, that's what I say,
it.
Too.
Okay. It's a special toothpaste.
Do you see that? We're semi-humorous. This isn't part of the show, Bob.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, Bob.
Next.
The show would be so much more fun if we didn't have to get to the stories.
I'm good at Scrabble.
All right, as promised, we will now play the fascinating clip of Paul and I.
That's because I'm so good.
There's a lot of talking.
There's a lot of talking.
Okay, that's what we're trying to record. the talking. Now, are you going to switch to iPhone?
I might as well.
Now we have to edit that out. Great, Paul. Oh! Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode number...
86.
What is that about?
Oh, I thought you were speaking slower this week.
Start over.
And here we go.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay.
We're going to do a, kind of a funny segment that parodies...
Swimming game.
We don't know how this is going to turn out.
Good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
If it's too controversial for Channel 9, then if we could just get it as like a separate file altogether. And...
No, Paul. Don't touch it.
All right, well, those were some fantastic mistakes.
Hey!
I know, right?
Good times. Look how much fun we had. Look how much fun we had.
We have had a good time. Oh, I really hope that going forward we can make twice as many mistakes. Those are really what makes this show fun.
I will work on it.
Yes.
All right, with that, we will see you next week, hopefully, with a hat and a giveaway for one of you Lucky Niners. We're out. Thanks for a happy 100.
Oh! One for one. Okay, that's it.
Done.
Something to really celebrate.
Stop the program!